The Dark Paranormal is supported by BetterHelp. Now, you'll have heard me talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but I don't know that we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. But you can check it all out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews and see those amazing customer reviews in real time. The reviews are updated every day with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. Please visit betterhelp.com/reviews to see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback from people who've actually used this service speaks for itself. And as more than 6 million people have used BetterHelp globally, it's easy to see why. This consistent feedback from real users make it easy to see why so many people continue to choose BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience. They also hold all required education, training, and certifications across a range of mental health specialities. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, and switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com, that's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's Dark Realms. Firstly, as ever, a huge thank you to each and every one of you for being here to listen to some of the most interesting places to do with the paranormal on Earth today. Don't forget, if you like what you hear, you can just click that subscribe button or leave us a nice review. It all helps us with the algorithms. And of course, if you want more dark paranormal content, the link for our Patreon is in the show notes below this episode, where you can gain access to early ad-free episodes and also the entire back catalogue of our Patreon-only show, Dark Bites, where we take a look at some of the shorter experiences we receive. Currently sitting around 260 hours of Patreon-only heard material, which will only grow larger as we release an episode of Dark Bites every single Sunday of the year, a 30-minute episode made up of those shorter experiences. In addition, you can gain access to the new show, After Dark, where I do a video, unedited, completely informal, where you see my thought processes around theories about what we've discussed recently. And we're giving a free week trial away for any Patreon tier of your choice. So just head down to the show notes or go to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And in the show notes is also where you can submit your experience for season 26. And although we now more or less have it fleshed out, as ever, the right experience will find a place. So don't let the fact that we've sort of figured out what we're doing in regards to direction and episodes. If your experience fits, it goes in. It's that simple. So click the link in the show notes or go to thedarkparanormal.com/submit my experience. However, on to today's Dark Realm. Now, recently, we covered the Forbidden City in China. And keeping on brand with the traveling theme, today finds us going to a place which normally does not feature on this show. Because today's Dark Realm is Dow Hill and Kursong, India. We on Dark Realms normally take a look at a place with a haunted reputation, but it's just that, a place, a single building. A room where somebody died, a corridor where footsteps are heard. A house in which one tragedy appears to have left something behind. Dow Hill is not one of those places. Here, the story spread across the entire landscape. Dao Hill rises above the town of Kursong in the Darjeeling district of West Bengal, on the lower slopes of the Himalayas. The name Kursong is directly translated as the land of the white orchids, and in daylight the description seems entirely appropriate. The hills are green, the air is cooler than the plains below, and the surrounding forests are frequently covered by drifting mountain mist. And yet, this same landscape changes remarkably quickly once the light begins to fade. The mist seems to thicken between the trees. Roads disappear around steep bends. Sound travels strangely through the forest, sometimes carrying voices from a great distance, and sometimes swallowing the footsteps of someone walking only yards away. At the center of Dao Hill stands two historic schools, Dao Hill School and Victoria Boys School. Their shared history began in 1879 when Sir Ashley Eden, then Lieutenant Governor of Bengal, established a residential school for the children of the government employees who could not afford the more expensive hill schools of the period. A house called Constantia was purchased and converted for that purpose. Over time, the institution expanded, and it was divided into the two schools that occupy the hill today. Victoria Boys' School remains one of India's oldest surviving schools. Its stone buildings, long corridors, and steep roofs stood amongst the dense woodland that can feel isolated even during the summertime. However, for most of the year, the school buildings are filled with pupils. But when winter closure comes, the classrooms are empty. Dormitories fall silent. The forest remains pressed against the grounds, while the mist moves through the paths on which nobody should be walking. Beyond the school lies the road connecting Dao Hill Road with the local forest office. Over the years, it's acquired a far more ominous name: the Death Road. People speak of footsteps following them through the trees. Some describe the sensation of being watched from somewhere just beyond the road. Others claim to have seen a single red eye staring at them from the forest before it vanishes into the mist. Skeptics quite reasonably point towards the environment. Fog will distort distance. Branches can resemble human figures. Animals moving unseen through the undergrowth and the acoustics of a steep forest can make distant sounds appear to originate directly behind you. But those explanations have not ended the stories. Amongst everything allegedly encountered at Dao Hill, three hauntings have come to define its reputation. Each belongs to a different part of the hill. Each produces a different kind of fear. And our final one has become one of the most disturbing apparitions almost anywhere in India. So we begin with the woman in grey. Of the figures said to wander through the Dao Hill forest, the woman in grey is perhaps the most traditional. Witnesses describe seeing a solitary female figure moving between the trees, usually at a distance and frequently when the mist is heavy. Her clothing appears to be grey or colourless, making it difficult to distinguish her from the forest around her. She does not call out, she rarely approaches. In most accounts, she simply walks. Some visitors initially assume they're looking at an actual local woman, taking a local path through the woods. However, it's only when the figure moves into thicker vegetation and vanishes behind a tree or disappears without reaching any visible path that the encounters become impossible to explain. Other reports are less visual. Walkers have spoken about hearing footsteps keeping pace with them on the roadside alongside them. When they stop, the footsteps stop. When they begin again, the sound returns. Interestingly, the woman in grey has no accepted identity. She is literally a woman alone in grey, walking through the forest. Always far enough away to remain uncertain, yet close enough for the witness to feel they're not alone in the forest. She's not generally described as violent. She doesn't chase anyone, but several accounts end with the same unsettling detail. The witnesses leave, then look back, and where the woman in grey previously didn't acknowledge their existence, she's now stood still amongst the trees, staring at them as they leave. If the woman in grey belongs to the forest, our second haunting belongs to Victoria's boys' school. And so, we take a look at the children in the empty school. I'll be the first to admit I am not the most organised man in the world, especially when it comes to organising a dinner party. There's usually always a missing ingredient, and normally it's the main ingredient, which then leads to a rushed supermarket trip to pick the best of the worst that's been left out. A problem that would simply not exist if I was stateside and able to use Omaha steaks. With the ability to get fresh Omaha steaks and keep them frozen in my freezer, I would never have this danger again. With things like their legendary steaks, their flavour-filled burgers, and seafood and chicken, it's like having your own trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right at home. And you may think, can frozen delivery be this good? Well, yes. Omaha Steaks are known for their meticulous aging process and vacuum-sealed individual packaging. And if you've never tried them before, start perfectly with the Burger Perfection Flight. The Burger Perfection Flight includes four pure ground versions of the following meats: filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. And get $35 off with the promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply, see the site for details. There's not much you can do about the money you have now. But if you want to do something about the money you could have tomorrow, Acorns wants to help. And with the Acorns Potential screen, you can find out what your money is capable of. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you have is spare change. Because Acorns grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or thinking about settling down, Acorns supports your big and small goals across every life stage. And the Acorns Potential screen shows you the power of compounding and how your money can grow over time. Plus, you can quickly adjust how much you're investing every day, every week, or month to make sure you're building towards your goals. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. I've had and used many financial applications, but the specific thing about the Acorns app I love is the potential screen. Of all the apps I've used, it gives me such a clear picture of the opportunities for my cash to grow. So sign up now, and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. T2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one. With Shopify, from the moment your first customer is ready to pay, Shopify checkout helps all of them finish their purchases. And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap and they're done. And because Shopify have built that structure to handle the setup, the checkout, etc., that means you have more time to grow your passions, to grow your business, and it gives you the tools to do it. And don't think Shopify is for people starting out. Shopify powers millions of known businesses worldwide, like Mattel and Gymshark, to small businesses like the one you're going to start. With Shopify, nothing stands between you, your idea, and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. Start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. During term time, the sounds associated with an old boarding school require little explanation. Footsteps across wooden floors, doors closing, voices travelling through the stairwells and corridors. Even after the pupils have gone to bed, a large residential building is very rarely silent. But the stories begin when the pupils are no longer there. During winter closure, guards and people passing near the school have allegedly heard running footsteps inside the empty building. Some describe chairs or desks scraping across the floor. Others claim to have heard children laughing, whispering, or moving together through corridors that contain no one at all. The most disturbing reports occur when the sounds seem to respond to whoever is listening. Stories occasionally expand beyond simply sound. Shadowy forms have reportedly been glimpsed at the upper windows, whilst others speak of a boy seen inside the building when the school is closed. Neither of these accounts have ever produced a single photograph, recording, or independently verified incident, however. There is no history of pupils being murdered or killed within the school. Old buildings also contract as temperatures fall, and wind and distant sounds can travel strangely through empty rooms. But hearing a building settle is one thing. Hearing what appears to be a child running toward you is something completely different. And that distinction is why the winter stories still continue. Those who tell them do not generally describe vague creaks. They describe recognizable human behavior, quick footsteps, laughter, the unmistakable sound of children occupying a place built for them. But long after, every one of them has gone home. Maybe the school is simply doing what old buildings do, reshaping harmless noises into something familiar. Or perhaps, when winter empties and those dormitories and classrooms close, not all of the children leave Dow Hill. And finally, we give you the headless boy of the Death Road. This story stands above every other haunting associated with Dow Hill. It's the reason the road beside the forest has become known far beyond Kersong. It is the figure most closely connected with local woodcutters, people who enter these trees as part of their work rather than trying to seek out a spiritual or frightening experience. They all describe a boy walking alongside the Death Road. At first, there's nothing obviously supernatural about him. He's small, alone, and moving steadily ahead. The witness may see him through the gaps in the mist or notice him emerge from the edge of the forest. Then the figure turns, or the distance between them closes, and the reason for his notoriety becomes exceptionally apparent. As this boy has no head. Accounts claim that he continues walking as though nothing is wrong. He doesn't stumble or search blindly for the road. He follows it deliberately before stepping between the trees and disappearing into the forest dense enough to conceal a person, but not always quickly enough to explain what many witnesses believe they've just seen. Again, there is no established identity for this boy. No confirmed murder has been linked to him. No historical record provides the discovery of a child's decapitated body on the road, and no grave has provided this legend with a name. Now, all of that combined should make this story weaker, but in some ways, it makes it worse. There is no tragic biography safely containing the haunting in the past. No date after which people can say the boy first appeared. He simply belongs to the road. It's as if the forest itself created him. Some versions of the legend claim that those who see this boy experience misfortune afterwards. Others have dire warnings against following him into the trees. A darker variation insists that an encounter with the boy does not always end when the apparition disappears, and that witnesses will continue to hear a child's footstep behind them as they leave the hill, and even at home. Again, the environment offers possible answers. Mist can hide the upper body of someone walking on uneven or even ground. Dark clothing can blend into trees, and fear can complete an image before the mind has properly understood just what the eyes have seen. But that explanation creates its own uncomfortable question. How do so many retellings preserve this same figure? Not merely a child, not merely a shadow. A very distinct boy, without a head, walking calmly along the same stretch of road before turning into the same part of the forest. Yet, the earliest power of the story comes from people accustomed to that environment. Woodcutters know the forest, they know its weather, they know the shapes made by its trees. According to legend, some woodcutters still refuse to use particular sections of that road after dark. Or perhaps there are moments when the mist separates, just enough to reveal someone walking ahead. A small figure, silently in the trees. And only when it's too late to look away does the witness realize there is nothing above the boy's shoulders. Dow Hill has never produced definitive proof of the paranormal. Its schools remain places of education. Its forest is a living environment, and every alleged encounter has a possible natural explanation. And if the witnesses are indeed mistaken, Dow Hill is simply an isolated forest where weather and fear deceive the senses. If they are not, however, then somewhere beyond the school, a child with no name and no face is still walking the death road, waiting for someone else to follow him into the trees so he can follow them. Thank you all for joining me on this week's Dark Realm, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for our final episode of Dark Realms for Season 25. Until then, stay safe and take care.